It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Elise Murray, booking and events coordinator at Bletchley Park. Elise, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. We love hearing everything that's going on at Bletchley Park, and a particularly fun time as we kind of head into summer as well. What have you got coming up?
Yeah, so it's really picking up in May for us. We've got a lot of different activities going on, celebrating D-Day's anniversary this year, as well as with the bank holidays coming up. So we're starting off kind of busy this weekend. We've got our May bank holiday activities, and these are our family activities on the 5th and the 6th of May. And they'll be suitable for anybody kind of aged up to 14 years old. And then we've got kind of things throughout May as well. So we've got our May half term, and this is part of the D-Day activities. And this marks the 80th anniversary. And they'll be throughout from the 27th of May to the 1st of June. And then they'll be also on the 27th, 29th and 31st of May. And these will be our code breaking and craft activities. So lots of different things for families going on. And then we've also got our D-Day 80, and this will be from the 16th of May to the 16th of June. And there's kind of multiple different things included in this. We've got our pop-up exhibitions, and these will be highlighting key figures involved in D-Day and as well as Bletchley Park's role. This will be located throughout the park, and there'll be different QR codes that you can scan just to get some more information on what happened here. We've also got our Hut 8 exhibition, which will be illustrations, and this will just feature the hut's role as it was intercept station, and this will be involved in the DD activities. And then we've also got our code breaking, which is on the 1st of June, and then the 15th and 16th of June as well. And that will be on our mention. It's welcome to all ages, and anybody's welcome to try their hand here.
So you really have got an awful lot going on. D-Day, of course, was a key moment in what would then become the end of the Second World War, right? And a big anniversary this year.
Yes, yeah, massive.
So you mentioned that everything kicks off this weekend, of course, with it being Bank Holiday weekend. Remind us specifically what you're doing this weekend.
So we've got our family activities this weekend, and then we'll also have one of our public lectures as well on the 4th of May. So that will be with David Abratat, who is the departmental historian for GCHQ, and that will be on the Y station, which is in Sandybed Lane in Scarborough, one of the oldest intelligence gathering sites.
Wow. Fascinating. I mean, it sounds like you're going to be very, very busy. And then some week-long events throughout half term as well.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll have different events throughout half term. And these are kind of craft activities. So people can be making their gliders and different code-breaking activities as well throughout.
So there really is something for all ages. Like you mentioned that you're doing lectures. Presumably they're more targeted at adults who are wanting to learn the history of D-Day, but then the craft activities and the half-term activities more aimed at the younger generation.
Yes, yeah, we're welcome to all guests here, so we try and do everything for all different ages.
Fantastic. So if you do want to learn more about D-Day or about the role that Bletchley Park played in the Second World War, then definitely worth getting yourself along. Fantastic day out all year round, Bletchley Park, but it's great that there's special events going on throughout May and throughout half-term. How can people find out more about what's going on?
So everything is all available on our website, and this is bletchleypark.org.uk, and we have all of our What's On and all the upcoming events as well. So that is all available, and there's plenty of information on there.
There's an extra reason, isn't there, why particularly residents here in Milton Keynes should visit Bletchley Park?
Yes, so we do offer our 50% discount for anybody who lives in the local area, and the postcodes can be found on the website as well.
So this means that you get... It's an annual pass, isn't it? So you can go back again and again.
Yes, yeah. So you're welcome to visit as many times as you'd like within the 12 months.
Yeah, so you could even go a few times during half term, and there's loads to take in, so you might want to take advantage of that. It sounds absolutely incredible. Elise, listen, I wish you all the best with the D-Day celebrations. It sounds like you're going to be very busy over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, no, definitely will be, but it'll be well worth it.
I'm sure. Get yourself along to Bletchley Park, and Elise Murray is booking and events coordinator at Bletchley Park. Elise, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Good luck with everything D-Day.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.